14th parak of Kehilim, 4th Mishnah. Atmeim Shebagolo. Yeah, okay. We're talking about a wagon that is drawn by cows or some other animals. So certain things are Tomei and certain things are Tohor. So Ha'oil Shematechas, the yoke, which is on the necks of the cows, is if it's made out of metal, it's a mekabel tumah. If it's made out of wood, then it's a pshutei kliyeitz. Doesn't have a receptacle, and therefore it's not a mekabel tumah. A cow tov is they had a yoke on the top of the neck, and then they had a piece of wood on the bottom of the neck that was held together with some other pieces of wood. So basically, it seems that we're talking about metal. The part that went around the neck of the cow, which was stuck into the yoke, which was on the top of the neck of the cow. That's the cow tov. Nafayim are some type of rein, some strings that were attached to the yoke in order to direct it. Knafayim have a kabbalah of ritzus. It wasn't the string. It was like a loop of metal, which was embedded in the yoke, and in that loop metal, they would have the ropes, which would be used to pull one way or the other to direct the cow. They used to sometimes put a piece of metal underneath the neck of the behema. Yeah. Seimich is something that supported the, basically the way the yoke was made was, it was a yoke on the necks, and then in the center of the yoke, let's say there were two cows, in between the two cows, in the center of them, there would be a pole that would connect the yoke to the wagon. So the seimich is like a big ring in which that pole that would connect the yoke and the wagon together, or the yoke and the plow together, that ring is called the seimich. The marge is something that they would put underneath the neck, some rope that we put on the neck of the behema. Yeah. Antavchuyos is some type of little things that look like little plates that will also use somehow to support the yoke. Yeah. Invel is the bell. It's made out of metal. Tatsinoira, some type of hooks, which they would put into the, according to the Rav, they would put it onto the load in the wagon so it wouldn't fall out. So it would hold the load in the wagon in place. Any masim which is made to put the parts of the wagon together, those are mekabel tumah. The ones that are made just for beauty are not mekabel tumah.